Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Deadly Alabama tornado.
That is just astounding how much damage was caused.
Snow pounds Midwest.
It's insane, totally insane.
A lot of cars off the road.
Article of impeachment delivered to Senate.
He threatened the integrity of the democratic system.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, at least one person was killed when a tornado ripped through an area north of Birmingham, Alabama. A man died in his basement after a tree collapsed his home. 28 people suffered injuries.
The debris started flying everywhere, and it lasted about 30 seconds or so.
WIAT TV reporter Conan Gasqui getting a look at some of the destruction.
Devastating damage done here to the Hampton Inn in Fultondale. Not only was part of the side wall ripped off, but the roof almost looks like it was just crushed in by the force of the wind that came through this area overnight. Now some of the rooms are exposed. There were, of course, people staying in here.
Tens of millions of Americans are waking up to stormy weather. CBS's Adriana Diaz reports some parts of the Midwest are in for a foot or more of snow.
The snow and ice's impact is taking its toll, causing multiple accidents and collisions.
We can't keep that snow melted fast enough.
Street crews in Omaha are struggling to clean up the snow, and the city's under a snow emergency declaration until further notice. Drivers as far west as Arizona are warned not to travel at all as the northern section of the state continues to be blanketed with snow. Gusts of nearly 50 miles per hour snapped power lines in neighborhoods near Phoenix.
What a trip! It's snowing in Rupa Valley!
And in a rare sight, cities in Southern California experienced light snow, enough to snarl traffic, leaving some roads looking like parking lots. More snow is expected today as another storm approaches.
Now to Washington, where House Democrats delivered an article of impeachment against former President Trump to the Senate. CBS's Nicole Killian says all 100 senators will be sworn in today as jurors in a second impeachment trial.
After today's swearing in, there will be 2 weeks of pretrial proceedings, setting the stage for the trial to begin February 9th. Instead of Chief Justice John Roberts, who presided over Mr. Trump's first trial while in office, Vermont's Patrick Leahy, the longest-serving Democrat in the Senate, will preside. One of the strategies impeachment managers will likely rely on will be showcasing Mr. Trump's own words and actions just moments before rioters took over the Capitol.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has backed off on his demand that Democrats preserve the filibuster, working out a power-sharing agreement with the new majority leader Chuck Schumer. Two Democratic senators have indicated they would not agree to changing the rules to end it. Concern about new variants of the coronavirus and vaccine shortages dominate the pandemic headlines. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports from California, a state emerging from a severe virus spike.
After 2 months, 1.8 million cases and over 17,000 deaths, California's lockdown is over.
Everything that should be down is down. Case rates, positivity rates, hospitalizations, ICUs.
But the governor said the state's next hurdle will be vaccinating all of the state's 40 million residents. At the current pace, California won't vaccinate even half of its residents until Thanksgiving. Southern California is already home to its own unique variant. Researchers say it's more contagious and it's now responsible for over 40% of all infections in the region. The virus has left unimaginable loss in its wake. It took the life of 33-year-old Jasmine Jacobo, who left behind five daughters. Her brother, Fidencio, has taken them all in.
It's tough. The sun shines on us. We have our cloudy days, too.
I'm Stephen Portnoy. At his first White House news conference, the president told reporters the end of the coronavirus isn't just around the corner.
It's going to take time.
It's going to take a heck of a lot of time.
While he says he's hopeful most Americans who want to be vaccinated will be able to get the shots by spring, with herd immunity in view by the summer.
We're still going to be dealing with this issue in the early fall.
Mr. Biden points to grim forecasts of 660,000 American COVID deaths by then.
I'm Vicky Barker in London, where Prime Minister Boris Johnson is meeting with his top COVID advisors today to decide whether to require all arriving international travelers to stay in special quarantine hotels at their own expense. The health secretary is among those lobbying for the restrictions. The travel industry warns it will bring even more devastation to an already decimated sector.
President Biden is due to take executive action today that disavows racism and xenophobia against Asian Americans during the COVID pandemic. People in an Indianapolis neighborhood are shaken by the weekend mass killing at a home that left five people dead, including a pregnant woman.
Just please stop the violence. It's uncalled for. It's just too much going on right now. We all need to come together and just be one.
Reports say a 17-year-old now in custody is a family member of those who were killed. His younger brother survived a gunshot wound. One person was killed, five others injured when an SUV driver in Portland, Oregon hit pedestrians in multiple incidents. Police officer Derek Carman says the suspect fled on foot.
A group of community members down the street here saw him run from the accident scene and just kind of corralled him and notified officers where he was at, kind of kept him in place until officers were able to take him into custody.
Overseas, the Kremlin says weekend demonstrations in support of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny were illegal, featured unprecedented violence, and there will be no dialogue with those who took part. The U.S. has called for Navalny's release, and officials say they're concerned about his treatment. Twitter has permanently banned MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell's account. He's continually backed the baseless claim that Donald Trump won the 2020 election. The company says he violated its civic integrity policy. Some store chains have dropped the brand. Well, during the Trump years, the effort to get Harriet Tubman's image on the $20 bill was stopped in its tracks. A redesigned plan was delayed. Mr. Trump ridiculed the bill change as pure political correctness. Now, Biden Press Secretary Jen Psaki says it's back on the table.
It's important that our money reflect the history and diversity of our country. And Harriet Tubman's image gracing the new $20 note would certainly reflect that. So we're exploring ways to speed up that effort.
1 year ago, Kobe Bryant and his daughter were among those killed in a helicopter crash.
It was a death that was felt by millions around the world.
Please join us in observing a moment of silence for Kobe Bryant.
There would be emotional tributes.
It's hard to hold my tears, man.
A month after his death, a memorial service at the Lakers home arena Staples Center. Among those paying tribute, Michael Jordan.
When Kobe Bryant died, a piece of me died.
A year later, there are still many questions about the crash, including why the pilot decided to fly in cloudy conditions. The National Transportation Safety Board has scheduled a hearing on February 9th to determine the probable cause. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
History in an NBA game last night. Women made up two-thirds of the officiating crew for the first time in the Charlotte-Orlando game. Jenna Schroeder and Natalie Sago are among five women who ref NBA games. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.